If you look at the IPA chart, you'll see that in certain places there are gaps, holes, sounds which apparently we don't make. It's therefore worth thinking about the extent to which our anatomy makes certain kinds of sounds, speech sounds, possible, and other kinds of speech sounds apparently not. Let's start with something simple. When you're terribly cold, it's possible to create a labial trill. You can go brr or brr. You can voice it brr, brr, brr. And you'll notice that the top lip vibrates against the bottom lip. Why isn't it possible to get labiodental trills? Well, you can work on that. You can try and make your top lip vibrate against your bottom tooth. It's virtually impossible, and the reason is that you have to have quite a lot of tension on your top lip for it to sit against the bottom teeth, and that tension makes it difficult, if not impossible, for the top lip to vibrate in the kind of way you need in a trill. You can imitate ducks, for example, in a quite different kind of sound making by having non-pulmonic air squeezed sideways between your tongue and teeth. You can go. That's a possible sound we can make, but apparently we don't use it for speech. So it's not just the case that physical impossibility makes certain speech sounds not happen. Other sorts of speech sounds are a result of the fact that apparently nobody uses these sounds, and they're just not available speech sounds. For that, we shouldn't be looking at the physical equipment in our mouths. We perhaps should be looking at the physical equipment in our brains. Let's look at one other example. If you shut your mouth one way or another and blow air quickly from your lungs so that it comes out through your nose, you get a nasal fricative of sorts. The sound is roughly like this. Is that a speech sound? Apparently not. In order to shut your mouth, you have to shut it somewhere, and that can be a bilabial or a dental or a velar nasal. That's how we make those. And it's possible, of course, when you do that, to get sounds like hmm, hmm, hmm. Are these speech sounds? Well, we have to look at languages of the world to find out whether it's possible to have a nasal fricative onset for a nasal consonant. Are hmm, hmm, hmm possible sounds? Yes, they are. Are they possible speech sounds? We have to investigate the languages of the world to see if any of them turn up.